This marketplace. Man, that's like way too fast to go quiet. y'all know we're not at church, right? Anybody got good on that? Interesting. Well, my name's Mark Udy. I get to be your host for the day. I'm excited for everybody being here. You know, I know there's a lot of places you could be on a Saturday morning, especially with weather like this, right? This is January still, correct? I mean, somebody got confused on what time of year it is. It's almost 50 degrees outside. And I know there's a lot of places, like I said, you guys could all be in. We're grateful that you're here with us today, and we're grateful for the guests who took the time out to show up to just to see what's going on here. A couple little housekeeping notes. Most of us have these great little noisemakers. If we could turn them to silent or off, mostly we don't want you to miss any of the information. We don't want people sitting next to you to miss any of the information. And the gentleman that we have coming that's going to speak to us today is actually one of my very favorite people in the whole company. I've watched this gentleman from stage on a national level. I've got some chance to hang out with him in the last 2 days and learn from what he's doing and how he's been successful in this business and everything else. So I don't want to steal any of his story. I just want to let you know, he is the regional vice president for the state of Arizona, one of the hottest markets in our company, and doing some great things. So without stealing any of his story, what I would like you to do is, if you wouldn't all mind getting to your feet and walking to the front of the room, none other than Mr. Harold Branch.
That's a great song, by the way. Good morning. Good morning, Utah. How are you? Before I get started, I got to say thank you to Mr. Udy. Just an amazing gentleman. And if you haven't shaken his hand, you need to. Just to feel what 500 pounds of pressure feels like. You got to do it. It's like a vice grip. You got to do it. But we're thankful for you and all the other leaders here in the marketplace that make everything go round. You know, these meetings don't prepare themselves. Isn't that crazy? Right? So we're very thankful for you. Let's give them a round of applause, everyone, if you will. I'm really excited to be in Utah. I have so much fun every time I come to Utah. My background is that of a poet, so I participated a lot in the artistic community for quite some time. And I used to come to Utah to go to Sundance, like everyone else, you don't want to be here. And I would come and have fun and do that whole thing and do poetry readings and things like that. And then I was invited to come back to perform at the Winter Olympics at one of the events around the event. So I got to enjoy Utah in that sense as well. Also, my first traffic ticket in Legal Shield was right here in Utah. So thank you for that. I'll tell that story a little bit later. And I got to have a first. So I'm really big on having first experiences, right? It's a lot of things that obviously, you know, we all grow up in our own communities where some things are normal and some things are just weird. But those weird things are normal in other communities. So it's a lot of things I've never done. Right? It just depends on where you're from. So it's a lot of things I've never done. So a few years back, I got a chance to go skydiving, right? Got that off, check that off the list. I've never gone skiing before. And I went skiing for the first time yesterday. I am still standing. I had some pretty epic falls, which were awesome. But I did tell Kevin, who is just absolutely amazing. Where's Kevin? Thank you so much for your time with me yesterday. But I told him because I found myself using muscles that I didn't know existed, actually. And I told him, if I'm walking around the event tomorrow like Frankenstein, because I'm so sore, it's so your fault. But I feel good, so thank you very much. It was a great instructor. Now that we got that out of the way, my love for Utah, let me tell you a little bit about my background and, more importantly, dive into this awesome program called Legal Shield. Like I said, my background is that of a poet. How many of you ever met a poet before? How many of you ever met a rich poet? Exactly. They don't go together. It doesn't happen. You know what I mean? And so I learned the hard way that poetry doesn't pay you well until you die. okay? I didn't want to wait that long to pay my bills, so I got a job. I started working in my second passion, which is working with young people in tough situations. And I was a mental and behavioral health counselor, working about 60, 70, sometimes 80 hours a week. Overworked, underpaid, and underappreciated. How many of you could relate to that? Okay? I also learned the hard way in that particular profession that when you work mental health counseling 70 hours a week, eventually you need mental health counseling, okay? So that's where I was, totally frustrated at my situation. And I'm from Chicago originally, and being raised by a good Chicago family, good Midwest town, I was taught that when you want to make more money, you get out there and you work more. You work more hours, and if you're not getting enough hours at that job, you go get another. Right. And if that doesn't do it, clearly you need to go back to school. So I went back to school to get my master's degree. Don't ask me why I chose to get a master's degree in poetry. It was weird. Don't ask. Don't judge me. I was young, okay? But now I'm full-time in grad school, and I'm working 70 hours a week. Would you agree? I probably had no time. I was trying to get my poetry off the ground at night. I'm going to acting auditions, you know, whenever I could squeeze some time in. It was tough. It was really tough. And I knew something needed to change because I knew I couldn't keep that pace up for long. How many of you have ever been so busy, so overwhelmed, you knew you couldn't do it for long? I could pull this off another 6 months or so, but it's going to wear me out. It's going to affect not just my physical well-being, but my emotional and mental well-being as well. And that's where I was. I knew I was open. I wanted to find a way to make full-time money, put in part-time hours so I could have the rest of the time to do what I wanted to do, but I didn't have to compromise my living, right? I didn't want to compromise that at all. And that's when I met a gentleman on an airplane who told me about Legal Shield. It made total sense to me. And what I realized is that as a society, we understand that our rights are being violated on a daily basis. Matter of fact, we have so many rights, we don't even know what all of our rights are. And it's really hard to defend yourself when you don't know how to defend yourself or what you're defending yourself from. Would you all agree with that? We can also agree that attorneys cost two, three, four too much. Right? Just hundreds of dollars an hour, more than anybody can afford. And as a result, the only people that can afford attorneys who are unfortunately the gatekeepers to our rights, the only ones with all the information, are the rich and the wealthy. And we wonder why rich and wealthy can stay rich and wealthy, making better decisions, even though they may not be personally smarter than any of us in the room. Isn't that amazing? It's about access. Knowledge is power. All throughout history, in order to keep an entire group down, we kept them away from the books. That's just what you do. You keep them away from the information. Because with information comes power. So what we've been able to do with this amazing program is for about a dollar a day, give you access to the same attorneys that only the rich and wealthy have access to. And then it's up to you to utilize them or not. It's up to you to get the information so you can make better decisions for your household and for your family. See, I like it when the responsibility is put back on me and not on the society at hand or the cost of the issue. So we're going to talk about these societal things. We're also going to talk about how we've been able to use this to become an awesome financial tool. I haven't had a job in over 8.5 years because of this business. And it's not that I'm unemployed. I'm unemployable. There's a difference, right? And so we're going to talk about who we are, what we do, why so many people are getting involved with Legal Shield right now. Now, if you've ever signed a contract or a document, been overcharged or treated unfairly, received a traffic ticket, known a victim of identity theft, or been in a scenario where the presence of an attorney could have made things better, you could have used the Legal Shield program. The problem is, at $200, $300, $400 an hour, we would never use an attorney for these situations. Actually, the only time the average working family would even consider an attorney is when the problem is more painful than $400 an hour. That's the only time it would make sense. The thing is, there's not many things in this world more painful than $400 an hour. So we don't even consider it. We don't even consider it, even though they could have made all of these scenarios much more comfortable for us and could have stopped it before they spiraled into anything worse. Legal Shield, we have some catchphrases just to kind of minimize and sum up what it is that we do. Legal Shield gives you the ability to talk to an attorney on any matter without worrying about the high hourly cost. For one flat monthly fee, you can access legal advice no matter how traumatic or trivial the situation, no matter how big or how small the problem may be. How many of you ever had a problem and you were really upset about it? It was really traumatic to you. I mean, you were mad. You were devastated. And you explained it to somebody else and they treated it like it was small. It was frivolous. It was trivial, right? If you've ever been in a relationship, you've experienced this before. We just want you to know that if it's important to you, it's important to us. Is that all right, everybody? And what we've learned is that when we take the stress of these scenarios off your plate, because that's all we're doing, you're busy. You don't need to be worried about this stuff, stressed about this stuff, staying up at night about this stuff. It's affecting your health. You just took that stress off your plate, and for a dollar a day, you hired somebody else to stress for you. You hire somebody to worry for you and to get these situations handled. So now you can work, you can live a life that is true to Legal Shield's motto, worry less, live more. Don't worry about it, go skiing. You know what I mean? It just makes sense. I like that. So Legal Shield, there are so many different scenarios that people tend to go through on a daily basis, from adoption, alimony, child custody, divorce, domestic violence, to affidavits, collections, domestic disputes, medical disputes, contract issues, bankruptcy, or even home situations, right? Contractor issues, foreclosures, mortgages, refinancing, security deposits, anything that has to do with your driver's license, anything that has to do with the IRS, anything that has to do with getting your affairs in order, as far as having those important documents put in place so that if something was to ever go wrong, and we know things go wrong sometime, you have all of this stuff squared away. The thing about everything that's listed up here, see, my grandmother, she's from Mississippi, okay? I don't know any of you have relatives from the Deep South. And my granny from Mississippi, and we call her Granny, and Granny had some deep Mississippi wisdom. And there's a certain wisdom that comes with the Deep South that you can't get by getting a degree. You know, they probably didn't graduate out of fourth grade, but they got some life wisdom that we all could use these days. Because common sense in 2015 ain't so common, right? And it was something she used to tell me when I was young, and I acted like I knew everything, of course, because I did, because I was 11. Of course I knew everything. And she would warn me about things, and I would say, Granny, I never got to worry about that. It'll never happen to me. Never me. Too sharp for that. Never me. And when I said never, she would say, boy, because that's what she would call me when I was being stupid. And she would say, boy, live long enough. Just live long enough. And what I realized is that everybody in this room has either experienced several of the things on this page. And if you haven't, live long enough. Keep living, and you will. Those aren't criminal scenarios. Those are life situations. But they're also legal situations. And they're also situations we would normally try to handle ourselves. We'll either ignore it and hope it goes away, which it never does, like medical issues. They never go away. You may stop coughing, but the issue's still there. The symptom just went away. Now it's in remission. It's going to get worse. You got to get that stuff checked out. Or we decide to handle it ourselves, which means research. And in 2015, research means Google. And we know everything on the internet is true, right? So let me go ahead and just explain to you exactly how the membership program works. And I'm not going to berate you with a whole bunch of facts and information because it's simple. It's simple. So I won't even patronize you with way too much because it's so simple. I know you all will grab it. Is that fair enough? I know the audience that I'm talking to. First and foremost, we want to give you phone consultation on an unlimited number of issues. Having phone consultation is huge. It's very important because if you don't have to think about how much a phone call will cost you, you will make that phone call more often. Some of you will know that I'm into comic books. It's kind of like having the bat phone, right? And remember the bat phone, it was the red phone. And anytime the commissioner needed some help, right, he'll pick it up, the man, boom, pick it up. And what would happen? Batman would show up. Help would come. You can now turn your cell phone into your new bat phone. So when you need some help, you need an explanation, you need a level of understanding about anything, no matter how stupid it may feel, you deserve to understand it, and you deserve someone that will be patient in explaining to you what your options are in a given situation, so you don't have to just take it on the chin or accept that life isn't fair. And you can get your attorney on the phone to help you out. I had a frat brother, lived off campus at Arizona State University. Somebody broke in his apartment, spray painted racial slurs all over his wall. He filed a police report, let the landlord know what happened. Everything was fine until it was time for him to move out. When it was time to move out, the landlord didn't want to return his deposit because of the break-in. That's doubly unfair. And we've all been in scenarios where someone didn't want to return our deposit. He said, this doesn't feel right. I feel like I'm being victimized twice. He said, you know what? I'm going to call my attorney, 19 years old. But he was paying $1 a day. He was 19, but he was wise. It was a lot of people with more money, but he was sharp. He called his attorney. His attorney told him an Arizona tenant law was illegal for them to keep his money in that situation. He went back in power with that. They said, sorry, sir, it was an oversight. Gave him his check right there on the spot. That's what having information would do for him. It really will. We're going to give you 24-hour access in case of emergency. If you find yourself in a scenario where you can't defend yourself, you find yourself in a scenario and it's not at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, it's in the middle of the night. If you get questioned, arrested, or detained by police officers or security personnel, do you think you probably should know what your rights are? But you watch a lot of Law and Order. You don't need to talk to anybody, right? You got this stuff down pat. You used to watch Cagney and Lacey all the time. We all know that saying the wrong thing at the wrong time is not okay. And we've all met individuals who are in positions of authority who overstep their positions of authority as well. We just want to make sure that you get treated properly. Is that fair enough? If you get in a car accident, which from my understanding, talking to some people here, tends to happen in Utah every now and again, you can get an attorney on the phone 24 hours a day to make sure that you're going to say the right thing and do the right thing in that situation. If Child Protective Services is attempting to take your children out of your home, maybe because of a false allegation, unfortunately, I've seen way too many times one parent use a child as a weapon against another parent. But if that was to ever happen, that child doesn't leave you while the investigation goes on. You get your attorney on the phone, find out what your rights are as a parent that's been falsely accused. This stuff happens, unfortunately. Our membership is not for bad people. It's for good people that get caught in bad situations. And that happens. And I would rather be a good person prepared for the bad scenarios so that the bad scenarios don't devastate me as though I had done something wrong in the first place. The only place in the country you can have 24-hour access, please understand how huge this is, because the only place where you can get 24-hour access to an attorney is if you're married to one. And they may not answer the phone all the time. Letters and phone calls made on your behalf if you feel like you've been taken advantage of. We want to put you in a position where you're totally taken care of in case you do feel taken advantage of. You may be like me. I don't like to argue, but I also don't like to be taken advantage of. Usually I have to choose one of the two. I'm stressed out. I'm writing letters. My letters go to customer service. But when I got this program, my attorney wrote letters on my behalf, and they go to the legal department. And, you know, funny that they get dealt with a little bit more seriously, a little bit better. See, it's not about the strength that I have. It's the strength of my law firm. Is that awesome or is that awesome? I use this all the time. I have some tickets with an online travel service. I mean, I won't tell you the name. I want to keep it professional. I know we have corporate in the house. But When Travelocity.com, when I filed that report and I tried to buy those tickets, the next day, they said my card didn't clear, but the next day my account was negative $1,000. Took my money, gave me no reservations. $90 in overdraft fees. How many of you ever had somebody take money out of your account they shouldn't have? Right? Absolutely not happy with that. I said, you know what? You need to put the money back in my account and pay my overdraft fees. Sorry, sir, our mistake, you did nothing wrong, but it's against our policy to pay your overdraft fees. And it's going to take 7 to 14 business days to put the money back in your account. Well, that didn't really jive with me. I didn't really like that. That didn't work for me because it just went against all common logic. However, if the law was logical, we wouldn't need lawyers. So don't try to understand this stuff. It's written so you wouldn't. The whole point is to confuse everybody. It's the most complicated system in existence, the legal system of the U.S. Don't try to maneuver that. That's insane. I said, you know what? That doesn't sound fair to me. I don't want extra. I just want fair. I don't want yours. I don't want you to take mine. As head of my household, that's my responsibility. Make sure we don't get robbed, even by companies. I said, this isn't okay. I need you to put the money back in my account. It didn't take you 7 to 14 business days to take my money. I know you know where the bank is. You were there last night, man. Just put my money back. That's how I'm thinking. But even though it made sense, it didn't get it done. I said, you're going to hear from my... They put me on hold for 30 minutes at a time as I'm trying to get with supervisors. I'm listening to Barry Manilow and Lionel Richie songs. You know what I mean? It's crazy. I said, you know what? You're going to hear from my attorney. And the great thing about saying it that time was, that was the first time I actually really had an attorney, right? I wasn't lying that time. I called my law firm. They wrote a letter on my behalf. The next day, they wired my account, all the money, overdraft fees, plus an extra $300 just to call my pit bull law firm off. That's the power. I have an attorney. So as I'm explaining this membership, everybody, I want you to consider ways you could have used this in the past. Make a hit list. A laundry list. Told you I'm from Chicago. Of all the people that you may need to sic your law firm on. And also consider all the people around you that could have used this program as well. And if you think of more than 2 to 3 people, there's a business opportunity waiting for you when I get done with this presentation. Family, we're going to look over all your contracts. Make sure you're not going to sign anything that you'll regret down the line. You're going to move into a new place. You're going to buy a new vehicle. You're going to put the children in a new program. You're going to join a fitness center. Whether you show up or not, you're going to join one. Right? This stuff is going to happen. These are contracts attached to these. Make sure you're not signing something that you don't get, because I don't want it to come and bite you later, and then it throws in a flux all the things you have going on. Is that fair, everybody? You deserve that. You absolutely deserve that. We're going to give you online access to videos and web documents as well, and forms, legal documents, so that you could just educate yourself on some different things and handle some of your own business. How many of you are do-it-yourselfers? Hey, go on there, middle of the night, check this stuff out. We want to give you that access. We also want to help you get your will done. And this is very important to us. And it's important because we realize that every responsible adult, I've never spoke to a responsible adult who did not realize that they needed to have a will in place. However, I also know that 8 out of 10 Americans don't have a will in place. So if everybody wants one, but most people don't have one, what's the discrepancy? I would argue that it's the $500,000 to $1,500 it could cost to have a proper will done. Durable power of attorney, healthcare power of attorney, those things are expensive. Not to mention, how many of you have ever procrastinated before? Right? Some of you won't raise your hand for another 30 minutes because you're procrastinating right now. Exactly. Right? So it's easy to procrastinate with the last document you'll ever use. We want to make it easy for you to get there. We're going to take the money out of the equation. We're going to update it for you every year, which is huge. Because if you have kids, you can add the kids in there as things go on. And more importantly, if you're a parent, as they start to grow up and act like they know everything and just kind of get out of flux with you, you could threaten to take them out the will. Every parent deserves to have that in their arsenal of threats for their children. Get the will, okay? We want to help you out with that. If you're going to move in traffic violation, we want to help you with that as well. Now, it must be a defensible ticket. You can't be doing 101 on a 101. Does that make sense? But if it is defensible, we'll advise you and in some situations go to court on your behalf without you paying an extra dime and help defend you in that particular ticket. I was driving from Las Vegas to Chicago. I got pulled over in the middle of the night in Utah. Now, there was two problems with this story. Two things that kind of had me worried. I got pulled over in the middle of the night. In Utah. You know what I mean? No offense, but I was a little worried about that. But it was fine. But you gotta imagine it. I mean, put yourself in a position. It's never good when a cop comes up to the window and says, "So where are you coming from?" "Las Vegas." "Where are you headed?" "Chicago." "I'm going to need you to get out the car." Right? It just sounds like a bad mafia movie. You know what I mean? But it was fine. It was a nice time. He gave me the ticket. I got out of there, got back to Illinois. I faxed that ticket to my law firm in Illinois. They then faxed it to my law firm in Utah. Did not even consider when I signed up for the program that one day I would need law firms in the Salt Lake City. I had artist friends in Salt Lake. I didn't have attorney friends in Salt Lake. If I would have called them, they probably would have meditated for me, but they wouldn't have went to court for me, right? My law firm went to court on my behalf, got it totally taken care of, went to court 3 times, actually, got it totally thrown out. I didn't have to pay an extra dime, all because I had a Legal Shield membership. You're covered all over the nation. If you get sued, we want to help you out in that lawsuit, so you're going to have to deal with things like that by yourself. That could be absolutely devastating. Uncontested divorce, uncontested adoption, uncontested name change, uncontested separation and annulment. We want to make sure that you're totally squared away in those as well. 90 days after you enroll, you should not have to pay thousands of dollars for uncontested divorce. Would you all agree with that? So we're going to help you square that away as well. If you get audited, bottom line, I'm afraid of anything with 3 letters, IRS, CIA, FBI, MOM, right? Any of those entities get mad at me, I need some help. Now you have that help with our Legal Shield membership. Anything I haven't mentioned, from complicated divorce, bankruptcy, child custody, DUI, possession, criminal charges, espionage, I don't know what you're into. You get a 25% VIP discount with our program. This is absolutely incredible because all of those are scenarios where you have to get an attorney for anyway. Would you agree? You got to get an attorney anyway. Might as well get the best of the best. Might as well use the family attorney that you've been accustomed to so that you're squared away and get it on a discount. Nordstrom service, Walmart prices. Bentley vehicle, you go cost. You can't go wrong. You can't go wrong. And that's because you're a member. If you're not a member, you don't get that discount at all. We want to cover your entire household. You, spouse, significant other, or partner. If you have all three, you need to pick one. Only one at a time. Some of you will get that on the way home. Any of the children living up to the age of 26 living at home, all of the children are covered. Okay, I heard that would be an important point to point out here in Utah. A child with a mental or physical challenge, also covered by the membership for their life, as long as you're taking care of them. Why is this important? Because I want you to consider all the things that you pay for right now on a monthly basis. If you add a loved one on there, that loved one immediately becomes a liability. Think about the health insurance. Have you ever had health insurance and when you added the kids, it went up so much, you wanted to just add 2 of them and leave the other 2 out? You know what I mean? Like rotate them or something, you know? Because it just made it go up so much. Well, the ethical thing to us was to not treat your loved ones as liabilities, but treat them as loved ones. We're going to cover them all, and we're not going to charge you an extra dime for your family. Identity theft is insane. Do I have to convince anyone of that? Is everyone properly afraid already? I just want to know if I need to spend time scaring you to death, right? Because if you've ever shopped at Target, Home Depot, Jimmy John's, who else got hit? Dairy Queen. You can't even get ice cream anymore, you know? I mean, the military, they got the missiles and they were robbed. Michael's was hit and it was a 2.5-year breach. 2.5 years. That's not theft. That's a relationship. Somebody should be trying to go to the next level at this point. You know what I mean? It's just a bad situation. The problem is, even though we all know that we could be victims of identity theft, we don't understand the magnitude of the issue because we think it'll only affect our credit and our money. Not true. What happens when they use your social and get jobs in your name? Or your driver's license information and then they don't show up for court? Or use your medical identity and change your medical records? And because of the backwards HIPAA laws, you can't even change them back. This stuff is real. Committing crimes in your name. Identity theft is so bad, that's not even her boyfriend. It's terrible. It's terrible. It's terrible. It's terrible. So we want to help you. Hey. You guys are having too much fun here. Relax, people. So it could just create all kind of problems, everyone, and we want to help you avoid these problems as much as possible because identity theft, unprepared for, could be devastating. You'll be dealing with it for not a year, years, decades, I've heard people dealing with this stuff. So we have the most comprehensive identity theft protection in existence. We partner with a company in Crow Worldwide, number one securities company in the world, Fortune 500 clientele, the best of the best of the best, because that's what you deserve. So what we're going to do is give you a copy of your credit report. We're going to monitor it 24 hours a day. If anything pops up on your credit, you get your own licensed private investigator, ex-CIA, ex-FBI agent, goes in on your behalf, does proactive searches everywhere else, and then restores your identity back to pre-stolen status. At this point, the only person that could change your identity for any length of time is you. Is you. You're the only one that could do it. And we even have a premium program as well where they'll do a lot of extra stuff on your behalf. They'll do all those internet searches before you're ever a victim. They make sure no sex offender is using your information, even if you lose your wallet. You could, they go in, cancel everything in your wallet, and reinstate everything as well. And the entire team that does it is led by Jack Bauer from 24. It's true. It's true. It's true. All for $1 a day. Isn't that awesome? Isn't that great? Family, if what I shared so far did not just make total sense to you, this is the no-brainer slide. We decided to make the services free. And the way we've been able, but we can't just give it to you. The way we were able to do that is the dollar a day that you spend on the membership, we will give you discounts with vendors that you already use enough to total up that dollar a day on a yearly basis. So now, when you now get discounts at Office Depot, Dell, HP, Rent-A-Cars, financial services, when you're buying a home, when you're buying a vehicle, we help you out, save you thousands of dollars there as well. Men's Warehouse, I'm talking about 50% off. I know guys that would spend $1 a day now just to get the 50% off consistently because it makes sense. So whatever works for you, we take care of you. Discounts, I never pay full price on hotels. Every time I travel, it just makes sense. I make money by being a member in LegalShip. I make money. It's a no-brainer decision and situation because we want you to have the protection that you may not realize you need because you're so used to not having it. So used to not having it. It's easy to think, I'm from Arizona, and that's the desert. You need to drink water. But you may not want water. You may not realize you need water. But if you wait until you're thirsty to drink water, it's too late. If you wait till you're thirsty, it's too late. This is my way of giving you water before the thirst actually shows up. So you never have to deal with legal dehydration. Does that make sense, everyone? And we provide all these services for $19.95 a month for the legal program. Add the identity theft, $9.95. If you have a business or another way you bring in income, we're going to protect your business for another $9.95 as well. If you consider the $19.95 legal plan as the entree, add two sides on that, you're looking at about $39.85 for the full legal meal. Identity theft included, family, everybody's eating. It's a buffet. It's a buffet. So would you agree that $40 is awesome? An awesome price point? Let me show you how we make money as well. If this made sense to you. Now, from a show of hands, because I want to know what we're dealing with. How many of you thought of ways you could have used this program in the past? How many of you thought of people around you that maybe could have used the program? These are people that call you complaining to get your help. Have you ever had somebody call you, ask you a question, and you're like, man, I don't know. I work at the same place you work at. How many of you agree that $40 a month is a good price point for what it is that we're offering? It's a great price point. With all of those included, there's a couple other things that I would like to share with you that will make this the perfect business model for you. Right? We know it's a good program. We know it's a good cost. I want you to know we've been doing this for over 40 years. So this isn't a concept. This is already in action. We have already created the law firm networks around the United States to put this in place. So I want you to know you're no guinea pig. We're not testing this out on you or your friends. You're participating in something that already works. We just didn't know about it. When I heard about it, it blew my mind. Because I had never heard about it before. Family, income is important. And oftentimes people don't like to talk about money. But I'm going to talk about money right now. Is that okay, everyone? I'm going to talk about money because you can't get away from it. I'm going to talk about money because as much as we don't like to talk about money or think about money, it's all you could think about when you don't have enough. You can't stop thinking about it. Even though the things that are most important in the world don't cost a dime, you can't focus on them when your bills are due. It's hard to focus on my son's smile if rent is passed. Get out of here. It's hard to focus on getting to the events that my daughter is having if I gotta work overtime. It's hard to focus on spending the last amount of time that an older family member may have in this world when a plane ticket costs $700 to get to that side of the country. So the only way to not think about money is to have more than enough. Is to have more than enough. And that's where I need to be for my family. And I think you all would agree. If you never had to think about money, what would you think about? And if money wasn't determining your decisions, what decisions would you make? What I'm here to tell you is that the way we have traditionally earned income, the economy has changed, and it is never going back. It is not my grandmother's economy, where she could work that job at that factory and from there retire enough money to buy a house, raise kids. That's not the case anymore. Things have changed. If we don't take care of our retirement, it doesn't happen. Can't depend on the government for it. Can't depend on the boss for it. It just doesn't occur. So we make it occur through the tune of residual income. But for some of us in the room, it's not about money. And that's okay too. It's not about money, but it is about time. When I said I was a youth specialist, I worked with young people from every background you could think of. From the gang and impoverished neighborhoods to the rich and wealthy neighborhoods. I worked in Columbine after the shooting. And when I got there, I realized that was a six-figure and above area. When I worked in Park City with these children. When I worked in Scottsdale with those children in Arizona. I realized these were wealthy areas and the kids were just as troubled as the children in the impoverished areas, not because of a lack of money, but because of a lack of time from their parents. Because their parents was too busy making $200,000 a year. So dad didn't even know the daughter's favorite color. How does that make daughter feel? Does that make sense, everyone? What I'm saying is a poverty of time or a poverty of money could both be a problem and it will affect your freedom. And I think that's what we're all working towards. The market potential of what we're offering is huge. People are having an awakening nationwide. Nationwide, there's an unhappiness with the way people are being treated on both sides of the aisle. Would you agree with that? And people are ready to do something about it, ready to have access to the rights they know they deserve. They know intrinsically that they deserve more. They just don't know how to get it. That's where Legal Shield comes in. That's where we show up. Because if a poet could do this, geez, you can. You can. Customers need what we offer. You identified that. The legal industry is in transition, and the economic environment of our country demands that we do something different. I'm going to share some stories with you later of some massive success, but consider these statistics. 93% of all people believe attorneys cost too much. 76% are hesitant to call lawyers at all. 9 out of 10 said they would love to deal with an attorney if it was more affordable. People want to deal with attorneys, are hesitant to deal with them because they cost too much. Take a look at this. 90% of all people don't have what we offer. Imagine a business model where 90% of people didn't have it. You sold shoes, but you're not trying to get a sliver of the shoe market. 90% of the people don't have shoes. You're like, hey, want to put something on your feet? Why would I do that? I haven't had shoes this long. Well, you have had some foot injuries. Well, they healed. What if you didn't have to have them at all? Oh. It may take a little education because they never wore shoes. But with the little education, it just makes sense. Are you selling shoes or are you helping people learn about shoes? We don't sell Legal Shield. We help people learn that it exists. We educate people on it. And because of that, more type of people, more personalities, more characteristics can have success in this amazing company. It's awesome. It really is. Two-thirds said they never even heard of what we do. Totally foreign to them, but 60% would love to get it right now. If 60% want to purchase it right now after being educated, what's our job? Our job is to not spend too much time with the 40% and not creep out the 60%. And if you stick around, I'll show you how not to freak people out, okay? Family, we go to companies. We offer this as a benefit to employees. We work with small business owners who are being crushed by big companies that have legal divisions. Now they have their own legal division because of Legal Shield. We even work with CDL truck drivers because if we don't keep our truck drivers on the road, we won't have anything to purchase anywhere because they make sure everything arrives at the stores we frequent, and they deserve our support and protection. We provide that for them as well. Family, no matter what your personality, you can succeed in this company. How many of you would love to help educate people about this, but you don't want to do a presentation like I'm doing? Great, I'm talking to you. You don't have to. You know why you don't have to? Well, number one, because I will. So you bring them to see me do what you don't want to do when you get paid. Or you can't get to me. They want to see it right now. You take them to your website and you give them a DVD of somebody like me, actually my mentors, doing the exact same presentation, and you get paid. Isn't that nice? Or you put them on a conference call. We even got a flip book. You could just read the flip book to them. If you can't read, they probably love you enough to read it to you, right? Whatever. They ask you questions. You don't have to have all the answers. Get them on a three-way call with an expert. You are not the one with the information. You are the one getting them to the information. You are not the event. You are the tour guide, and you make money as though you did something spectacular. It's awesome. And, of course, we have live events. And then the only thing that can make this presentation better, food. If you were eating right now, you'll be happier. I know it. Let's talk about how we get paid, and then we're going to get out of here, everybody. When you first get started with our program, you're what we call a junior associate. Now, I'm going to go over numbers with you all. And if you're like 90% of all people, numbers just do this for you. So when I give you a number, and I want you to equate that number to a bill that you have. Can you do that for me? And don't think about how much money you can make. Think about how many bills you won't have to think about. Just think about how many bills you could take off your plate. Is that fair enough? When you first get started, you're a junior associate. As a junior associate, you tell somebody, hey, I just went to this awesome seminar with this great guy. Oh, my God, he was handsome. I mean, you know, whatever. Whatever. You know, however you want to say it. But you should have seen it. It was a great program. I really think you would like it. Wow, well, what is it? Explain it to me. I can't. If I try to explain it, I mess it up, and you deserve better than that. However, are you in front of a computer? Type this in. Check this out. You're excited. All you're communicating is excitement, not information. You could do that. They get to your website. Take a look at that. You see those videos? Take a look at those. If those make sense to you, oh, my God, not only will I help you with the program, I'll show you how to get into business, too, but we'll talk about that later. Take a look at those videos. They take a look at the videos. They call you back. They say, oh, my God, this is awesome. Where was it? I needed this 6 months ago, a year ago, 2 years ago. Sign me up right now. $40. Oh, my God, I get discounts, too. I'm all in. They get the membership. You're doing a happy dance. You sold your first membership, and you didn't do much, okay? The company then sends you $38. Now, you sent in $39.85. Right? That's the entree with two sides. They may choose just to get the entree. They may choose just to get one side. Well, we will pay you according to that. Is that fair enough? But this example is just an example of the entree with two of the sides. Okay? They purchase the $40 program. The company then sends you back $38. Now, that's pretty nice. You send somebody else's money on a website. They send you $38. Now, we're going to help you do that 5 times in your first month. Is that okay? 5 is a great number because it's not overwhelming. You don't have to quit your job. I worked overtime, full-time in grad school, poetry crew at night at coffee houses, auditions. I'm trying to learn scripts. I had no time for anything. So I'm assuming you're like me. You don't have any extra time, but you need some extra money so you can eventually buy your time back. 5 memberships a month you can do on your way to work. By making phone calls and taking people to your website. So you could do 5. It's not overwhelming. You help 5 people get a membership. introduced to this information, help them get educated on your fifth person, we're going to give you another $38 for each one of those five. You're going to get paid a total of $76 for each one of the first five memberships. That's over $380 you just got paid. Now, I understand. I'm not going to do, some of you in this room have been a victim of a meeting before. I'm not going to hype up $380 like that's going to change your life. It's not. It's nice. Pay a bill or two with it. It's not going to change your life. But like my granny used to always say, but it'll wet your beak. You look up and you made extra $380 and you did not much. You're like, huh. How many of you ever found a couple dollars in a pocket when you were trying to wash? What's the first thing you do? Check the other pocket. I may get lucky, right? So now I invite you to do it again. But when you do it again, we're giving you a raise to associate. Now you're at $114 for one membership. Do that five times in your second month. That's over $550 a month. Some of us don't want to get rich. We just need an extra supplemental income. Extra $500 a month would be very helpful. And I know that's a great number because a consistent $500 a month, not one time, consistently, could have kept the average household out of bankruptcy last year. Could have kept the average home out of foreclosure last year. And so you do that, you're happy, you're making an extra $500 a month. Now, of those people that you've signed up, two of them say, hey, I want to make some extra money. How did you do that? Are you making $500 a month? You didn't do anything. You showed me a video. Put me on the phone with another guy to answer questions. Really? They pay. You know they're overpaying you, right? So they're ribbing you a little bit. They say, I want in. They get into business as well. When they get into business with you, now you're going to get paid like a real estate broker or insurance broker. Every time they market a membership, you're going to get paid because they're a member of your agency. Now, if two people join your team and they market five memberships a month, that's 10 memberships total. Times 38. That's $380. On top of the $550 you were making from your own personal stuff. You're over $930 a month. Now, family, a consistent $930 could be life-changing. But some of you are interested in more than that. You don't want just a little bit extra. You want to quit a job type money. And I respect that. Maybe you want yacht money. I respect that too. By the time I got started, I had been broke for so long, I wanted back pay from the universe. So I want it all. But every day, I didn't know what I was going to eat. I want lobster. You know what I mean? That's just me. And I'm going for it. How do you increase your income? Well, I only gave you an example of your personal income up to the associate level where you make $114. All the subsequent promotions are just as simple as the first one I explained. You can go all the way up to $279 for one membership sale. However, if you really want to blow this thing out of the water, help more people make $500 a month. Your income is directly related to the amount of people you help. You help people pay a bill, feel good on the inside, and you would do well with our company. Those two people over time, and this only happens with consistency. So if you stick around and decide to get involved, this is the first part of your training. Be consistent. Because consistency changes lives. Nothing else. And if you're consistent, something magical happens in our company. Those two people that were on your team turns to five people, turn to eight people, turn to 13 people, turn to 20 people in your organization. And let's say it takes 6 months for that to happen. That's okay. But in 6 months, those 20 people in your organization times five memberships apiece, that's 100 memberships, times that by 38. That's over $3,800 a month you're now bringing into your household. But what happens when one of them gets a company that has 100 employees? Now you're at 200 memberships on a month. Or it goes to 300 because you still haven't stopped. And even though they're a part of your agency, unlike any other insurance or real estate, when they create an agency, they don't leave yours. Their agency is now a smaller part of your bigger one. Oh my. Now you can see how we've been able to break records in creating six-figure income earners with our program. Now you can see how a poet like myself could have months over $11,000, even though I only sold five memberships myself. Because I help people and I enjoy it. I love it. And if I got to learn an extra skill or two to help more people to double my income, how do you double your income at your job? Who would you have to kill? You got photos in a lockbox somewhere, right? That's the second way we get paid, everybody. The third way we get paid, I'm very excited about, is our residual income. This is our retirement money. You own your book of business here with Legal Shift. You really are a business owner, kind of like being a franchise owner of any other company. We provide the idea. We provide the marketing materials. We provide the concepts, the research, all of this good stuff. You just have to plug in. We just need more people to help us get it to the masses because we're looking for a massive growth. So that's the role you play. All you bring to the table is your enthusiasm and your network and future network. That's your entire role in this business relationship. But when you bring that to the table, you own your book of business. And when I say you own it, I don't mean for a particular length of time. I don't mean for your lifetime. You own it. Even when you're no longer here, you can will that book of business onto your children. Once a member pays their membership on the 13th month that they pay their membership and beyond, you now get paid over and over and over every time they pay their bill. Imagine if you were earning a quarter for every dollar you ever earned since you started working. Seniority will actually matter again. Isn't that something else? I don't know. That's deep to me. Is that why y'all are quiet right now? You thinking about how deep that is? I hope so. Family, so we have individuals, Mr. Udy, $6,000-$7,000 a month in residual income, whether he works or not, whether he decides to crawl out of bed or not because of the work he did in the past. Wouldn't it be great in a bad economy you still be getting paid from the good economy because you did residual work while the economy was awesome? So when it got bad, you were still getting good economy money? That's really how it works. It's amazing how that works. I think of the Lafredos in Arizona who was making a strong six-figure income as executives for IBM. And then they had a child unexpectedly a little later in life. See, when you make six figures for a major company, you're there all the time. You live at the job. They couldn't dedicate that kind of time to the job because they didn't want their child to grow up latchkey. And they said, we have to find a way to make the same income because we don't want to lower our living standards, but we have to be there for our child. And they got started with Legal Shield. And they matched their income within their first 2 years in Legal Shield. And now they're millionaires with our great program. Well, I think about one of the newest platinums in the company who was an administrator, secretary administrator, nothing fancy. But she was very organized, very structured, and more than anything, she had a lot of ambition, knew the world could give her more, and she was going to take it. She got involved in Legal Shield. Even though she didn't have any degrees or a fancy position to brag about, she had heart, and she got started. And when Brenda Anderson got started with this program, she started to go into companies and offer this as a benefit, as well as build a huge organization, some who are represented in this room today. And she has gone on to earn a strong six-figure income and become a multimillionaire in Legal Shield. You got individuals that used to wait tables that are making millions of dollars in this company. So what I'm sharing with you is that there is so much waiting, and it's here. And most of us, we always knew what the destination was, but somebody took the engine out of our car. We didn't have a vehicle to get there. The roads were tied up, blockades. How would we arrive? Legal Shield just bulldozed those roads, just gave us a vehicle so we could focus once again on our destination. And we can get there, and we can make magic happen. Well, I got excited. I don't even know where I put my clicker. All right, let me keep going. Let me get out of here. Family, I get excited about life change because I know what that could do to people. And I know what it emotionally and mentally does to people when they feel like they can't get it. And if we can help with that, we will. You can get that first promotion even faster than your first five memberships if one or two of the individuals want to start the business with you as well. We have a program to help you stay consistent in the program with your five memberships a month. right? And that program is our performance club. So if you're consistent with that, you or your team, this is what's going to happen. In 4 months, you're going to get a BMW keychain. I know that sounds random. Wait for it, okay? 8 months, you're going to get a $150 bonus. Buy some driving gloves. Hint, hint. 12 months, $300 a month. You now earning bonus money. This is on top of all your commission, another $300. If you only did the bare minimum, helping just those two individuals do the bare minimum, you're making $930, add another $300 in bonus money. That's over $1,200 a month with that little thing you do on the side, that little legal thing. Or you could take $500 a month towards the company car, which is a BMW. Absolutely. That's exciting for me because I never thought I would have a BMW. I would have never did it. I would have never did the Beamer. I would have had the money to do the Beamer, got the money to do a Beamer. Wouldn't have done it. Wouldn't have done it. Because you give somebody that's been broke all their life money, they still don't really know what they deserve in the world. Sometimes we, who's the young lady that starred in Sex and the City? The main character. Sarah Jessica Parker. I read an article with her years ago, and it was amazing. Sarah Jessica Parker grew up painfully poor, painfully poor. And when the roles started coming in, she started to make some money. She was so afraid to spend any of it. She made a deal with them. The clothes that she wore on the show, she could keep them. She was afraid to spend any money because she thought it would dry up on her. And she was so afraid of being poor again. She said the day had to arrive where she said, you know what? I am better than my yesterday. And what I heard, this is who I am. That's who I was. This is who I am. And this is where I will be. I can now enjoy it. It took her years to enjoy where she was. But she needed mentors to tell her what she deserved. And I'm telling you, I'm thankful for the mentorship, money aside, that I've had in this business and this company that said, Branch, you deserve more. Branch, you could do more. If it wasn't for this company saying, Branch, you need a Beamer. I was like, I don't even need a Beamer. You need a BMW, Branch. You look like a Beamer guy. I was like, okay, I mean, I guess I want to play team. I get the Beamer. I got the Beamer. Oh, my God. Everything. My whole life slowed down. I do everything in slow motion in my car. I never knew it was so amazing. It's the whole thing has upgraded me because you can't get out of Beamer with bad shoes. You know what I mean? So I had to go buy some new shoes, right? You got to have some cufflinks. I looked down at one point, I had a manicure. I don't even know where it came from. Open up the glove compartment, Grey Poupon fell out. You guys are crazy. To get involved in a business, it's a registration of $149, everybody. $149, and you're ready to rock and roll. One-time registration. We don't make you re-register every month, every year, stuff like that. We're not playing games with you. $149, get you in, get you your website, get you a kit so we can get you started. We want to get people paid. But let me tell you, this is my personal prediction. It will not be $149 forever. I expect this to go up dramatically. The day will come where it will be $10,000 to get involved in this thing, where you have to pay a franchise fee just like you have to be a part of State Farm or Allstate. And you got to take tests and you got to do all this stuff. I expect that day to show up, but it is not here now. Get involved now and get grandfathered in to the $149 and to the cost of the lawyers. Because once you sign up for the legal plan, you're locked in for life at that price. And in 2076, when it goes up, it won't go up on you. Is that all right, everybody? Excellent. I picked a random number, man. I didn't do the math. Don't judge me. We've helped a lot of people have some massive success, but we got people right now in this room who've been able to have a tremendous amount of success as well. It's definitely not just me living the lifestyle. So I want to invite up some stories that we have in the room. So you can hear some of the stories that's occurring right here in your own backyard. And you could say at some point, either I could do that or that guy? Really? No, I'm just joking. All right, can I have our testimonies come to the front? Can we give them a round of applause for all of our testimonies? Executives and ring earners, please. Thank you. Executives and ring earners.
We have to do the testimony. It
is kind of tight, huh?
Yes.
Yeah, go ahead.
I'm Kate Burns, and I've been involved with Legal Shield for the past 5 years. And, you know, at first when I was introduced to Legal Shield, I had a full-time job, and I was also going to school full-time. So I really thought that I had no time for another project, but I also knew that I needed a plan B. So I got started on a very part-time basis. I used to work with Legal Shield about an hour or two a day. And doing that, Legal Shield paid me an extra $9,700 just my first 3 months working with the business. And that caught my attention. Now I've been full-time with this company over the past 4.5 years, and it really has been a blessing to just get that time back and be the mom that I've always wanted to be and just have the things that I've always wanted to have. This is a great company.
My name is Lucas Hill, and I found this company a little over 6 years ago. And at the time, I was only 20 years old. I had no business experience, didn't have a lot of experience at all. But I was ambitious, and I loved the program. So we jumped in. We worked hard. Even though it was just nights and weekends around our schedule, we earned an additional $24,000 part-time that first year, which rocked my entire world. I didn't even make that much money at my full-time job. After that, we went full-time. We've never looked back. We've been stay-at-home parents now for 5.5 years. It's really been amazing to raise our children the way that we want to raise them, you know, not the way that MTV wants to raise them. The BMW is amazing. The friendships are even better, and we're super excited for the future.
My name's Ryan Burns. I'm actually Kate's husband. We actually built two separate organizations. We were both executive directors, different organizations, so my story's a little different. But I got started working with the company 7 years ago, and my intention was just to make a little extra money. But what happened for me was is we made about $68,000 our first year, so I quickly got rid of that other job. That wasn't paying me half that much. And our second year, we broke through a six-figure income with this company by working a little harder and plugging into the trainings that you're going to see by Mr. Branch this afternoon. And I've just absolutely loved the time freedom, the BMWs, and the friendships that have come with it.
Good morning. My name is Dave Hall. My background is I don't have a high school diploma or a GED, did manual labor jobs up until the age of 28 when I was introduced to Legal Shield. We started very part-time, 5-10 hours a week around our full-time schedule. Within a few months, it was paying us more than my job, so we transitioned. We went full-time with Legal Shield. After our second year, it was paying us a six-figure income. Fast forward 7 years, we were introduced to the Millionaires Club, which simply means we'd made $1 million here in this company. And looking back, my old former employer would have taken me 55 years to earn $1 million there, and I hated going to work there. I love this company.
My name is Mark Udy. Prior to Legal Shield, I was a full-time cop. Nobody likes cops. I got to be careful. I'm stuck here, so there's no escape. But the truth is that the residual income was what kept me in the business. I looked at my 20-year retirement and realized that I couldn't live on that income. Couldn't live on cops' wages anyway. But the half of that after 20 years was never going to make it. After being with Legal Shield now just a little over 9 years, Mr. Branch alluded to it, it's going to pay me somewhere between $60,000 and $70,000 this year, whether I do anything or not. What an awesome company.
Hi, my name is Chris Hughes. I've been with Legal Shield for 15 years, and before I was a Legal Shield associate, I was 27 years old. I had dropped out of college. I was living in the ghetto in Fort Worth, Texas. I was behind on all my bills and obligations and trying to figure out what I was going to do with the rest of my life, and Legal Shield fell in my lap, and I got started. I went to all the trainings. I used the tools. In my first year, I made more money doing Legal Shield part-time than I did on my full-time job. In my second year, my income doubled. In my third year, it tripled over a six-figure income. It's turned into a multiple six-figure a year income since then. We just feel so blessed. But the thing I love most about what's happened for us in Legal Shield is the time. You know, we now have time. I've got 4 kids, and the factory's still open. We might have more. But we love being parents, you know. We love being able to take our kids to school. We've got them in great private schools, and Legal Shield has been an incredible blessing in our life. So back to Mr. Harold Branch.
So much success and so much diversity in the success. When you look at the backgrounds, that's extremely important. So you can realize that, you know what, there's not one type of person that can achieve here. We only have a 2% market penetration. In Europe, there's over 80% market penetration of a program just like this. That was the case when we were founded back in 1972. Right? Western Germany, you have to renew your driver's license, you have to have a program like this in place. This is going to be at least an 80% market. At 2% market penetration, we celebrated the 187th millionaire about 2 months ago. Since then, we're at 190, 191. That's in 2 months. The timeline is increasing. Something is happening. That's called critical mass. I want to pull upon your nostalgia a little bit because I want us all to realize I had an epiphany moment. And it's important when you have those clarifying moments. And I had a clarifying moment that this company was going to explode with or without me. I thought they needed me. But I think they're going to go. And then I started to consider all the other things that went on in society that became societal trends without my permission. At one point, television was free. I never knew I needed more channels. I was really okay with the national anthem playing and it shutting off at about 2 a.m. I was okay with that. But next thing you know, they gave us more channels. Now you never have to sleep. And we pay for it. Now it's the cost of our living. I never knew that water from the faucet was something I shouldn't drink. I never knew I needed bottled water to survive. When things got bad and I was outside, instead of going in the house, I just hit the water hose. Never knew. But the bottled water industry exploded without my permission. One, it's two trends that I fought actively. When tapes transferred over to CDs when it came to music, I never forget it. I did not think that was a good idea. CDs were too fragile. One scratch, you can't even hear your stuff. I spent $15 on this CD, and it just breaks apart. I can't use it as a frisbee or anything and play it. It's all messed up. But my tape was durable. If my nephew pulled all the tape out, I just needed a pencil. And I'm back in business like it was recorded yesterday. And if I got tired of what was on the tape, put a little tissue in the top, I could dub over it. You know, I had options. I did not think it was a good idea. And guess what? I went to buy some music and there were no more tapes. The transition happened without my permission. I enjoyed going to the video store. That was a weekly event for me and my family. We would go to the video store. Everybody get to pick out something. I saw some of the best B-rated horror movies in the world because I stumbled upon the VHS tapes in the video stores. Until one day, I went into Blockbuster, and I couldn't get into Blockbuster. It was done, shut down because of Redbox and Netflix without my permission. Everyone is going to have a legal program. Everyone is going to recognize the need for it. People are going to be talking about it, and it's going to be abnormal and awkward for someone not to have it. That's what's going to happen without our permission. And if this trend has to happen, I miss bottled water, I miss cable, I miss Redbox, I miss Netflix. I'm not missing this. I'm not missing this. I see where it's going, and I want my children's children's children. Do you know there are people right now eating from money being made from the first bottled water company, from cable television being introduced, right place, right time, and their great-grandchildren weren't even there, but their college tuition is paid. It was an amazing TV show full of philosophers. And one of those philosophers said, and it was Boardwalk Empire, but one of the guys said, Nucky, it only takes one generation. That's it. Are you going to be the generation that changes everything? Are you going to be the generation that can pass on the condos, take care of the tuition that is astronomical right now for children that's not even here yet? Are you going to be the generation that figure out money and time freedom? Because if we're not, we leave it to our kids to figure it out. But we can do it. And with this program, you now have the vehicle and the opportunity to do just that. And we're going to help you. You're in business for yourself, but not by yourself. I want you to turn to the person who invited you out. Let them know how you'd like to participate in this amazing program called Legal Shield. How much help do you need? Let's put the plan together to fit your life and your schedule. This is a custom fit with the system that we have, a very malleable system, and you can appreciate that. And so we're going to, should I take them into a break?
Yeah.
We're going to take a quick 10-minute break, and we're going to come back. We have some announcements. We have our guest speaker from corporate office with an amazing message from our CEO. We have some recognition, and then I have a training I put together. And something I put together special this morning that nobody has ever seen. And so I invite you all to stick around because we're going to have an amazing, amazing time. And don't, if you're a guest, you're welcome to stick around further if you're still making your decision to find out if I am too crazy for you. All right? Stick around. I see you all in 10 minutes. Thanks for being out. My name is Harold Branch.